We begin today's show by talking with Corey Simpson, Executive Artistic Director for Thunder River Theater Company. Corey, how are you?
I'm doing just great. Working through all this like everybody else, but trying to hang in there and be as helpful as possible.
So I'm amazed to see this Thunderstream came right up in just a few weeks. It's incredible how adaptive Thunder River Theater Company has been to these circumstances. Could you talk a little bit about what Thunderstream is and where the inspiration came from?
Sure thing. So a lot of people in the area might not realize, but I have a 25-year background in digital marketing.
Wow.
So I'm one of those weird people that has always kind of swung between left brain and right brain careers. And I've been at DRTC now about 3 years, and we were chugging along with our programming, and then along came all these crazy circumstances that we're all living through now. And we had a number of events that were scheduled, some one-off events like an upcoming Diva Cabaret, and we had a couple of improv performances scheduled at the theater with Consensual Improv Group, our comedy troupe. And we had just a bunch of events that were lined up already. And as soon as I started reading the news, which I was pretty rabid about, because I knew that there would be certain effects to a place where the public comes regularly, like Thunder River, I just was realizing that we were going to need to adapt, just like any other business that have the ability to do that. And at the same time, I started seeing some things coming out. A good example is the Metropolitan Opera has had these just fantastic streams every night of an opera from their archives. And then other performance venues and theater companies and musicians started putting out material as well from their archives. And because a lot of the material that we perform has rights issues and copyrights and that sort of thing, I realized that we couldn't use some of our plays that we've performed to post them online, but we have all these incredibly talented local people who we're in touch with all the time, and they're our friends and they're our neighbors. And I just really felt like in times like these, artists are so important, and that is clearer than ever when we're going through something like what we are now. And just as a human being, I wanted to do something that would help people get through this. And so the team at Thunder River Theater Company has been having these daily check-ins virtually. And one morning, I just said, okay, gang, it's time for us to make some changes. And talked with Sean Jeffries, who's our designer, in-house designer and technical person, and said, Sean, you're a creative guy. Why don't you just go out there and find a way for us to put some of our performances online? And how about you give me an answer on that by noon tomorrow?
Wow.
And so, sure enough, Sean went out and did some research and talked with some friends of his. And the next day, we all came back for our meeting. And he said, great, I've found this solution that's a virtual broadcasting program online. And he got himself up and running on that. And within about 24 hours, was just a total master of that software. And in the meantime, then the team and I started brainstorming a brand name for what we would call ourselves online, and came up with Thunderstream. It's a play actually on words, because the software we're using is called StreamYard, and we're Thunder River, and so Thunderstream was sort of a fun play on words.
It's like a ferocious drizzle.
That's right. This is what happens when you have creative minds that have a lot of time to think about things right now. So we just ramped up with that software, and obviously improv is a great way of creating new material that's funny and fun and uplifting for people. And it's something that we can offer really easily. And our improv group are all sheltering in place as well. And they're hungry to still be creative and have fun together. So we had a quick call, and they lined up some games, and we launched with our first, what we called Consensual Improv Happy Hour, which is a little bit of chit chat and then a couple improv games thrown in, but it was a lot of fun. And now we're just looking for all these different ways of adding different programming. So tonight, for example, on First Friday, Amy Kimberly from the Carbondale Creative District and Carbondale Arts called me up and said, "We saw your improv show, and wow, that's a fantastic platform." And we just immediately jumped into, "Hey, let's collaborate on putting Carbondale's First Friday online. It's such a great event, and people all from all over the valley usually come to that." And so Amy got really creative, and actually in some ways a virtual First Friday opens up so much more possibility, because usually you just walk around the streets and you can hear musicians and, you know, visit local galleries and restaurants. But in this case, you have the ability to go anywhere remotely. So there's a really fun lineup for tonight. And we're also looking into things like children's programming, because I know there are a lot of parents out there who are spending a lot of time at home with their kids. Mm-hmm. And so we're looking at some programs that will help parents continue to enrich their kids. We're actually working right now on a playwriting camp that'll be out shortly. And that's for grades two through five. And I'm talking with my mom actually about the possibility of doing some remote music classes. She was a band teacher and music teacher. And so, you know, in some ways, we're just letting ourselves be unlimited with our creativity and using this tool that's new to us and finding fun ways to do what we would do anyway, which is really, you know, just trying to provide these kinds of experiences for the community, but we're just not doing it in our building.
It's great to see the local theater adapt so adeptly. And I just wanted to point out a few of the features of the service. You have almost like Zoom, a few cameras set up to specifically show people who are participating, for example, in the improv game. But then it appears there's also a chat box, so people can comment live and interact with one another and the performers.
That's right. So the way that our platform works, we can live stream to both YouTube and Facebook simultaneously. And you're right. If anyone is on that live stream and types a comment, there's maybe a 5 or 7 second lag time, but we can see that live, which makes it really interactive. So you can imagine for something like improv, where that group is looking for suggestions from the audience, it's just a great way to still do that same experience, but involve the audience remotely from the safety of their homes.
For the First Friday event, you mentioned that people will be able to go to all these places remotely. Is it going to be a chronological sort of event by event, venue by venue, or are there multiple places you can pop into at any given time?
It will be a little bit more linear. So okay. Amy has lined up a schedule for that, and we'll sort of hop people back and forth from one location to another.
We're very excited to check that out and excited to see what programming the creative minds at TRTC come up with. So far, you've had Consensual Improv, and you had Bob Moore performing the other night. Was that last night?
Yeah, Bob Moore sang a couple songs that he's written. That was last night. We spent a little time chatting about how they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, thank you so much, Corey Simpson, Executive Artistic Director for Thunder River Theater, for sharing about Thunderstream. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I might just let everyone know how they can access Thunderstream. It's pretty easy and it's free for everybody.
Absolutely.
If you just go to Thunder River Theater, spelled the old English way, THEATRE.com. So thunderrivertheater.com. There's a Thunderstream section on the homepage with a link that'll take you right in. And you can also find it, the live streams, either by searching for Thunder River Theater Company on Facebook or YouTube.
All right. And how about the next show for Thunder River Theater? When was that scheduled to be?
So our fourth production of our main season was scheduled for mid-June, and rehearsals for that would have started in early May.
Okay.
And again, we are adapting, mm-hmm. just trying to get innovative. And depending on where things go with the coronavirus, either if it's possible to have a performance in the theater in mid-June, then we could look at going ahead with that. I think your guess on that is probably as good as mine, or your hunch, I should say. And if we can't do that, we have actually changed that final play of the season. It was a 10 to 12 actor play, and we're looking at instead doing a solo show so that we could just have the one actor in the theater with Sean up in the booth working the magic with the lights and sound. Mm. And if we can't have an audience at the theater, then we will look at broadcasting our last production to ticket holders.
All right. Great. So a lot to look forward to coming from Thunder River Theater. You guys are not slowing down. And if anything, you're squeezing the creative pulp more than ever.
It's an opportunity that's unfortunate, but like you're saying, we're just trying to make the best of it, and tough times don't necessarily stop creative people, so we're not going to let it get us down.
And like you said about providing a resource for people who maybe are, you know, feeling lonely home, you know, the Consensual Improv was really fun, and I do want to close out this segment in this part of the show with a clip from that. So thank you so much, Corey. Really appreciate your time.
Yeah, sure thing. Thanks so much, Raleigh, and thanks for everything you guys are doing also, just as public service to keep us all informed.
Yeah, a lot to inform. But
yeah,
it's an interesting challenge for everybody, and I think if anything, it's teaching us to be more tech savvy across the board. So that's not bad.
More tech savvy, and I think also just reminding us all to stay connected and take care of our neighbors who might be struggling a little bit more than we are, and look out for each other. So that's right. What it's about.
Right. Yeah, remaining connected without really having that physical closeness. Mm-hmm. Is a unique challenge.
Yep.
Well, have a great day. Have a good evening, and we'll look forward to staying up on the programming. I get emails from Cameron, so I'll be sure to include those on our community bulletin, and keep an eye out for what shows you're doing.
Okay, that sounds good. I appreciate it, Raleigh.
To get a sense of this service, here's Nina Gabbianelli and Cassidy Wiley performing for Consensual Improv's first happy hour on Monday, April 30th.
So, you know what? Let's jump right into another game, and then we may have a little hijinks or chit-chat between us again. Here's another fan favorite called What Are You Trying to Say? Cassidy and Nina, let's get you two in here on this. Cassidy and Nina are going to do a scene. And of course, we're going to need your suggestions, okay? So what I need from all of you out there in YouTube or Facebook land, I need in the live comments, enter your suggestion here. What I need from you is a situation that could happen online like this. I mean, could be virtual happy hour, could be a family intervention, could be, I don't know, could be a job interview. Give us a situation that could happen online that these two can use as a backdrop for their scene called What Are You Trying to Say? Okay. They'll start streaming in here. Everybody just jump right in. Okay, let's see. Brian Kelleher loves this game. Brian and Kristen. Let's see. Okay, nice. Steve Mills. I like it. Steve Mills, wait, it's moving here. Job termination. A job termination. That's all that we need to know. This is a job termination. This is called, what are you trying to say? Take it away, ladies.
Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. You're looking well, I should say. I should start with that.
Thank you. Thank you. I got a facial this morning. I've had so much time on my hands. It's really liberating, actually. I feel like I'm reconnecting with myself. I've never felt better. Thanks.
What are you trying to say? That somehow I don't look good, that I need to do more about my face, that somehow with this medium, you're looking so closely into my pores that you could see like every year that I have on you. Just because I'm a little bit older than you doesn't mean that there's something wrong with my face or that I have to spend money that I don't have right now on a facial. Is that what you're trying to say?
I was actually just saying it's been nice to have a little downtime, but I really look forward to coming back to work soon.
Oh, good. Well, funny that you should mention that. So I have the unfortunate job today of some sad news for you. Unfortunately, your position, we are discovering, can be done completely online, and we don't actually need you to return to work.
What are you trying to say? That my career choice as a online dog stylist isn't necessary anymore? That I spent 12 years in dog beauty school for nothing, that now I'm just sitting here and like, I'm doing all this stuff, all this me time. I don't know how many live yoga streams I've done, and that it's all for nothing, that I'm just gonna sit here and you're gonna let the computer do my job because computers do everything nowadays and I'm just worthless. And okay. Is that what you're trying to say? Because my boyfriend broke up with me this morning too over like a text message. He couldn't even video chat me. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, actually. Unfortunately, you won't have a job with us anymore, but I have a position for you that I think would be extraordinarily exciting. I'm going to go out on my own. I'm opening a new company and I need people just like you.
Great. When can I start? I'll start tomorrow. I'll show up at your doorstep tomorrow.
Wait a minute. What are you trying to say? Like, no. Tomorrow? I mean, I don't want you anywhere near my house because you have got this history that is that a cough? Are you coughing?
Sorry, it must be a glitch. Sorry.
I can see you coughing into your hand, not into your elbow, like there's supposed to.
If I could just come to your house tomorrow, I think we could.
No. What are you trying to say? Are you saying that you think that you could come to my house and infect me because I am obviously not able to resist, and therefore you're going to murder me by infecting me with this unbelievable disease, and then I'm going to have to put my cat up for adoption, and everyone's going to come to my funeral, but they won't be able to come because there's no way anybody can do it. It's all gonna have to be online and I'll be all by myself. Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, actually, I'm really about the job, but also I haven't had a hug in a really long time.